On December 17th, 2015, hundreds gathered at the Chief David Salmon Tribal Hall in Fairbanks to celebrate the release of the Fairbanks Four.
I love all of you for supporting us and our families. I'm going to let the boys talk, but we're home!
That night, three of the four men were released. The fourth, Marvin Roberts, was released on parole the summer before. Bill Oberle is the attorney who led the effort to free the Fairbanks Four.
Don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out is all they got for their 18 years of wrongful conviction.
After it was all over, he became involved in an effort to give permanent fund dividends back to the four men for the time they spent behind bars.
It seems only fair that the dividends that were taken away from them wrongfully should be provided to them and give them a little monetary help trying to restart their lives.
I called Marvin Roberts to ask him what he thinks.
I wrote a Facebook post all about it.
What did the Facebook post say?
It's basically giving a first-hand account of what my first night in prison was like.
Would you be willing to read the post to me?
I don't know. I don't think so. It was difficult for me to write it. So it would be more difficult for me to read it to you. I actually cried when I wrote certain parts of the story because that's how deep that wound is.
Would you be comfortable with me reading part of it as part of this story?
Sure.
The post is long, but I'll read a little bit. I told the guard I wasn't supposed to be in there, that I was innocent. Nobody heard me. I laid down on that torn mattress and had sad thoughts. Who could sleep in a situation like that? I prayed and asked God to get me out. Please get me out. I prayed and still my spirit was breaking. I was hurting real bad. I don't know when I started crying or how long it lasted. My world was upside down. I'd love to say I was released the next day, and that was that. No, this is not a happy ending. We spent over 18 years trapped in that nightmare. He goes on to thank his supporters and then asks for people to please call their representatives to support two bills. One that would give the Fairbanks Four their dividends for the years they were wrongfully imprisoned, and another that would go even further, requiring the state to pay $50,000 a year with a cap of $2 million for each year of wrongful imprisonment. These bills would apply to others in the future, but the Fairbanks Four are the only ones who meet the conditions right now. I asked Roberts what the bills would mean for him if they pass.
I realize now, after being away for so long, how valuable being with family is, and receiving all those back dividends would just, I'd just be so happy. I'd be able to see my family. I'd be able to maybe start my own business. I'd be able to stay ahead of my bills. I mean, it would help out a lot. I'm looking at my baby right now. She's in her little jumpers.
Roberts lives in Fairbanks. He has two jobs. He works at a company that makes and installs granite countertops during the week and delivers pizza on the weekends. His daughter is 6 months old. I asked him one more thing.
Do you think that this is part of carrying out justice?
I don't really know too much about all of that. All I know is it would help us a lot.
Bill Oberle has a stronger opinion.
It is the right thing to do. These men should have gotten it because they shouldn't have been in prison, so it's the right thing to do at this point.
Last year, Oberle's effort to get dividends paid to the Fairbanks Four didn't really go anywhere. He's hopeful that this year will be different. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.